This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. In 2003, Raj Chandralapati graduated with his Ph.D. in English from the University of South Florida. 4 years ago, Chandralapati and his wife, an assistant professor of business, both took jobs teaching at the American University of Afghanistan in Kabul. It was a job he loved, until August 24th of this year, when terrorists attacked the school. Here's Raj Chandralapati's story of that horrific day and the aftermath in his own words.
I came to campus for a normal teaching day, and I was headed to my second class, which was a academic writing 2 class, and we were passing out the syllabus. And about 10 minutes into the class, I looked to the left because many students go to the prayer, and I saw a big explosion in the yard outside of Bayat building. We immediately got out of the room and went to the room on the farthest left of the second floor. There was total chaos. We did not know if we could escape. Many of the boys especially jumped off the building and they broke their legs and they lay there until early in the morning when the medics picked them up. There was a very real lingering sense that we would not come out alive. One of the students at the beginning said, "Allah save us." And I prayed to God a few times silently. But we sat in that room for about 10 hours. And there was a gunfight every 20, 30 minutes. Grenades, machine guns, etc. I did hear them take out students from one of the rooms and kill them right there. And there were other students that tried to escape, and they killed them too. We maintained it as a dark room. We stayed away from the door. We did not try to start any commotion or anything until the special forces came, which was about 2:30 in the morning. Then there was another big gun battle with grenades and machine guns, and finally the students knew that the armed forces had killed the terrorists, so they immediately called out, "Moshe, Moshe," to the soldiers, and finally the soldiers came to the door and motioned us out, and we went out like this with our hands up. There was blood everywhere. There was broken glass everywhere. It was a very emotional moment for me because AUAF was one of the places that I was most happy with. And I worked there for 4 years and I have many good memories. But they had told us that we could be attacked. But we went on for all those years as though it would never happen. But I believe that the security was caught sleeping on this one. They were just not prepared to field a full-scale terrorist attack with 700 students at the mercy of the forces, and that shows a high degree of irresponsibility on the part of this administration. I'm not a person with a good understanding of death, and I asked myself at 46, are you ready to die? And then I said, well, you don't have any choice. Have you lived your life as you wish you would have lived it? And I said, yes. Have you accomplished the things you needed to? Yes. But I was very torn apart because I couldn't tell my wife my thoughts at that moment. And that when I saw her, I was very relieved that at least there will be another day and at least we'll be able to try to make it in this world again. I am going to teach the online classes for AUAF this term. But otherwise, I'm depressed. That's in a nutshell how I describe myself. I'm depressed. My parents are retired and I live with them. And I have the temptation to quit teaching and work on writing for the rest of my life. I took it upon myself to serve God by working in Afghanistan. But whether I work for them or not, I know that they had an impact on my life. And I know that I found that most of them were not fundamentalists. They're not freaks. They're not crazy. They have been stamped into that life because they don't feel that they have choices like the Americans have choices. Always appreciate the choices that you have.
There's more from Raj Chandralapati on our webpage, WUSFnews.org. You can see his story on University Beat on WUSF-TV, Sunday, November 6th at 6 p.m. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.